Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Ed Abel back on the show. Ed's a great member of our Brain Trust, one of our top management experts. He is the founder of Abel Business Institute, and he's been joining us now for a long time, helping us do a better job of running our business. He created the Business Harmony series, which we've been doing some work on. And Ed, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Jim. Love coming on.
Good to have you back. Ed, in the previous half hour, in the first segment, I talked about something that I've been writing about lately, and it was about niches. Now, I say niche. What you don't say niche, do you?
I say niche.
No. You say I say niche. Tomato, tomato. But let me ask you a question, Ed. When you drink tea, do you stick your little finger up in the air?
No.
Okay. All right. I just wondered because if you know.
No, actually, I don't.
Okay. Good. But I'll let you say niche. But they're both correct, folks. It just depends on like I said, tomato, tomato. So, Ed, what do you? You know, I was talking about niches, and now you got me doing it. Now I was talking about niches in the previous segment, and you know, I was telling the audience that. You know, if you can start a whole business, brand new business, by finding a niche or even a niche of a niche. But I also said that if you have an existing business and you're looking for a new opportunity, or maybe your old model isn't working and you're trying to find something that does work, maybe you need to get niches in your mind. What do you think, Ed?
Well, I love the idea of niches, and aside, which I'm not even sure you know, I recently opened another business, which is a niche.
I didn't know that.
And it's called eSafe Docs, and you can check it out at eSafeDocs.com.
Yeah.
But the reason why I think niches are really important is because it focuses. It's very simple what the eSafe Docs niche is. It's a place to put to securely store your documents. Now, when I market it and I talk to people about
this obviously these are not physical documents; these are electronic documents, right?
It's for you to scan in and store all your family's important documents. When you need them, they're easily accessible.
But it's all electronic, though, right? I mean, you send the cloud.
All electronic.
Send the cloud. Okay.
Yeah, it's all cloud based and super secure and all of that, but. Yeah. The point is that when I market it and I talk to people, they say to me, oh, but I could use, you know, any number of other services that offer cloud storage. And I rightfully say, yes, you can. But the point is when they're marketing those services, they're not having you see the value of this one piece. And so when I talk to you about just this one piece about securing your personal documents so in an emergency they're easily accessible for you or anyone else, that's all you're listening to. That's all you're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it focuses marketing. It focuses your attention.
Right.
And it leads to you growing and developing a business.
Mm-hmm.
So often when I work with business owners, what I'm trying to get them to see is that within the overview of their business, you can have niche businesses that you specifically market and get people involved. When people hear something that is specific to them and addresses their specific needs, there's an interest that's sparked.
Right, and especially... Especially if you're a business owner, you know, you may have 10 things in your head right now, and nine of them may be opportunities, but if one of them's not opportunity, it's a little, there's a little pain, it probably isn't some big, broad-ranging thing. It's probably some little bitty thing that you'd like to have somebody fix.
Well, A, exactly. I think that's the part of it. But the other part is that most business owners, when they're offering these, let's call it 10 things, in their speech, in whatever way they market, they're offering those 10 things, and it gets right. complicated for the average person.
Right, and it doesn't, exactly. So it, all right, so you're talking about not only offering niche, filling niches, but you're saying market in a niche way.
Exactly.
And we're going to come back after and talk about this some more. We're going to make Ed explain himself after these messages. I hadn't thought about that. Folks, think about that. Marketing through niches. And look around your business and see what how you could do that. 20 till right back with Ed Abel. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.